You're listening to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and here's hour two for the weekend of April 17th, 2021.
It's true. They now say in bot we trust. That's right. The University of Georgia researchers, they put 1,500 people to the test, and in the end, the people trusted the computer's ability to make a decision more than other people. They say that's why we use our phone's calculator for simple math. Raise your hand if you're guilty of that. I am. Or you let the algorithms just pick a playlist for you, because trust is big. Now, there are two reasons why we don't trust people. Two reasons why. Do you know why? Okay, number one is we don't know them. And number two is we do know them. That's right. Think about it. What was the least trusted company in 2020? The least trusted company. Anybody? You ready for it? Goodyear. Yes, and you see, ladies and gentlemen, you can always trust me because I'm America's beloved digital goddess here with you once again with the nation's most trusted show about all things digital and the biggest show. You can find us on 420 top stations across the country, and you can find us streaming in your favorite radio app and available as a podcast over at getkim.com. And we're also on the American Forces Network Radio. Big thanks to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force, because you guys and gals are protecting our great nation. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And I'd like to thank NetSuite for helping to make this show possible, because trust me, when I say I know the pains of running a small business, when you're the owner, you might be the marketeer, the accountant, the IT person, and any other role under the sun too. And when you're doing it all, you need the right tools. You don't want to let QuickBooks and these spreadsheets slow you down, making things harder than necessary. It's time that you upgrade your business, you upgrade your life to NetSuite, and you stop paying for all these multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. So with NetSuite, you can ditch all the old software that you've outgrown. NetSuite by Oracle is the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over everything that's important. Your finances, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. And the great thing about it is you get it all in one place. It's a dashboard. You see it all instantaneously. So whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite. Join over 24,000 companies that are using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they're going to benefit your business. You can get a free product tour. Schedule it now while you're thinking about it. Head over to netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim to schedule that free product tour. Once again, that address is netsuite.com/Kim. And LinkedIn. Small businesses have always shown an incredible ability to adapt, innovate, and survive, even more so over this past year. Now, another way you can adapt and grow is by finding the right people to help grow your business. My sponsor, LinkedIn Jobs, helps you do that for free. Get started now by posting your job for free to reach LinkedIn's vast and diverse network of over 740 million professionals. And I love how fast and easy it is. You just fill out these targeted screening questions. Those are wonderful to get your role in front of the most qualified candidates with the experience and the skills and also the motivation that you need for your business. Then with LinkedIn's simple filtering and management tools, you can easily review, rate, and hone in on your top candidate. And that's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person for your role fast. We've used LinkedIn Jobs with great success in the past. And as we start to return to the studio and get our operations back and running, I know that I can count on LinkedIn to find qualified people to join my team. You know, don't be posting jobs and then you get all these people who aren't qualified. It's so annoying. It's such a big time waste. You want to use LinkedIn Jobs. And your first job post is free. Here's how you get it. Go to linkedin.com/Kim. That's linkedin.com/Kim to get your first job post for free. Terms and conditions apply. linkedin.com/Kim. And Epson, you can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye already. EcoTank makes it easy. So make the switch today. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Available at Amazon, Dell, Micro Center, and at epson.com/EcoTankKim. All right, how about we get this hour started with five things you need to know about consumer tech. Going to keep you up to date, make a difference on what you buy and how you spend your money on, and also how you use your devices. Now, 2 years ago, LG rolled out the future of TVs at the Consumer Electronics Show. I love this television. I want one. It literally rolls out of a box, a stand. The 65-inch OLED 4K TV hides away in a box made of metal end wood that sits on your floor or mounts to your ceiling, rolls out with the push of a button. And then roll it out, rolls it back in. It has six different modes: music, clock, frame, mood lighting, home dashboard. Wow, I think this is great. Now, those were all the details. The signature OLED, our rollable 4K TV, last October started selling in other parts of the world, but now you can buy one here. That's right. You can buy one here. It's been selling in South Korea for the equivalent of, you ready? $89,000. Ah, okay. Out of my budget. Because you can get a budget TCL 65-inch Roku TV for less than $500 instead, or about 185 of them for the same price as the one rollable TV. It's a slick TV, but you really have to be rolling in the dough to get one. Number two, if you're shopping for anything Apple-related, wait a few days. That's because Apple finally announced they have a new event coming Tuesday, April 20th. And Apple isn't saying what's on the docket, but we're going to see some new iPad Pro models, faster Apple-made M1 processors, upgraded specs, maybe some new iMacs. There's also a chance for some new MacBooks that bring back the MagSafe magnetic charging cords. And they're going to be announcing the AirTags, you know, like tile tags. You put them on everything so that you don't lose them, on your keys, and you pop one in your briefcase, whatever it may be. They also confirmed that they also started talking about maybe some new Apple TVs with a new camera, but not so sure. Now, all this had a big commotion on the internet this past week because people were saying, oh, gosh, Siri made a mistake. She said she wasn't supposed to announce it. Okay. Siri's not smart enough to make such a random mistake. It's called spring loaded, which is pretty cryptic. I mean, spring is also the time of year when marketeers come down with a case of allergies and trees feel a sense of relief. Number three, smart speakers that you hear but you don't see. This is really innovative stuff. And I'm super excited to tell you about it because now when you look at a smart speaker, what does it look like? The cylinder, right? Well, IKEA and Sonos, they're trying to put a smart speaker in some artwork on the wall. But Bang & Olufsen, they have something called now the Biosound Emerge. And it blends right in with a bookshelf because it looks like a book. It's really slick. It has connections for Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, Ethernet, Google Assistant built in, Chromecast, AirPlay, Spotify. And if you're not familiar with Bang & Olufsen, it's a high-end electronics company, very, very pricey stuff. So this is a smart speaker. It comes in two versions, black erythrocyte for $700 or the gold turn version for $900. I know it's expensive. I mean, at that price, you better make sure that you put it on a sturdy piece of furniture because if it falls, you'll only have your shelf to blame. Number four, oh, such a sad day for the Harmony. What happened? Logitech says that the Harmony remote's days are numbered. That's right. So if you see one on sale, don't buy one. They haven't released a new model in a couple of years, and they say, well, Roku's, Fire TVs, they already have remote controls, we have voice assistants. And the whole idea with the Harmony remote, you get rid of five remotes on your counter or table, whatever it may be, and you'd have one. Now, Logitech says that they're going to keep providing the software and app support as long as people are using them. And while they're no longer making them, you might see them for sale. So make sure that if you do see one on sale, that it's not the Logitech Harmony remote, but now you know why it's on sale. And finally, the beach is back. That's right. When it comes to Facebook's content moderation practices, it's all over the board. And there is a town in France which was deleted. Their whole Facebook page account was totally deleted this past week because they say that they violated Facebook's terms. So what does a whole town's Facebook page have to do with itself getting kicked off of Facebook? It's the town of Beach, France, but it's spelled B-I-T-C-H-E. It's a little town in northeast France, has a population of about 5,000 people, and they find that they didn't have a Facebook page, and they tried to reach out to Facebook, but nobody called them back, and suddenly they went on this PR stint, then it got some publicity, and then Facebook said, oh, we're sorry. We'll reinstate it. The worst part, there's another town in France that has Beach in its name, too, that changed its Facebook account so it wouldn't happen to them. So Facebook will never change, but everybody else has to. But for the town of Beach, beach, I'm a beach. That's right. The beach is back. Hey, listen, if you haven't tried Super Beets Heart Chews, you're totally missing out. You get all the fabulous healthy heart benefits of eating beets without the hassle of juicing. Let me tell you, I've tried to make beet juice, and it was so much work. I mean, from getting the juicer, and it was also expensive. The juicer was like over $150, I remember. And then I had to go buy the organic beets. And then you can't just buy beets. You have to buy pineapple and then ginger and then orange juice and grape extract. And I mean, it just keeps going on and on. I'm like, and then I went online and I found Super Beets Heart Chews. I've been taking these things for years. I take two every single day and they just taste great. Super Beets Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grape seed extract. Now, the grape seed extract used in Super Beets Chews has been clinically shown to be two times as effective at eating at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. And better blood pressure means more energy, the way that nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Just two delicious chews a day is all you need. I keep a bag of Super Beets Chews on my desk every morning. Like I said, I just take two. And I exercise every single day. And having enough energy is important, but so is stamina. You know, this morning, I climbed Camelback Mountain, okay? And I really believe that Super Beets Chews are a big reason why I have a ton of energy and I have a ton of stamina. So do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beets Chews. You can get your Super Beets Chews today, but I want you to go to this address because you're going to get a free bag, kimsbeets.com. And when you buy two bags, they're going to throw in the third one for free. That's kimsbeets.com, KIMSBEETS.com, kimsbeets.com. All right, stay right where you are. Coming in with this hour, we've got the best sites to watch movies for free, and also in our digital privacy tip, 7 security secrets that the hackers don't want you to know, and we have more of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, listen, if you're listening to the show gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can catch the entire show as a podcast in case you want to listen to it again, too, over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254. And coming up in just a few moments, we have a list of the best sites to watch movies for free. And then, of course, coming up is Brand New or Not True. And I'm going to tell you right now that I spent a lot of time on Brand New or Not True. So remember, two products are fake and one is real. And this one is very, very difficult to guess. I'm just telling you right now. And how about we start this hour with Diane in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi there, Diane.
Hi, Kim. This is so exciting to get to be on a national radio show.
Oh, you know what? Maybe you're going to get discovered and you're going to be like a Hollywood movie star now.
That's what I'm hoping. I tried to call in before, but with no success. So, boy, maybe I should go to the track or something, you know, after this. I feel like I know you already since you send me my personal emails daily for my tech info. And then our local paper carries you sometime, and then I read you in the USA Today. So
that's
I feel
nice
like we already have a bond.
Well, you know, what's funny is that I went to, we had a gathering at the church this past week, and I was sitting at a table with some people who were new to the church and new to, you know, coming into this type of community. And so this I was talking to one of the pastors, and my husband was talking to this woman, and this woman, Pat was her name. And then Pat, when after Barry leaves, she looks at me and she goes, "Oh my gosh, you're like the Kim Komando."
And you're that Kim. Huh?
Yeah. And I said, "Yeah, I hope it's all good." She said, "You know, it's funny." She said, she was playing bridge with a whole bunch of people, and they said that they were going to cancel the local Arizona Republic newspaper, but the only reason why they wanted to keep it was because of my column in the paper every week. They said that was the only thing worth reading. I was like, tell them they can go to the website, okay? So they can do that.
Well, that was quite a recommendation, though.
That's true. Well, thank you. So what's going on with you?
Well, I need a recommendation for the cheapest option for home internet in a rural area that there's no internet service available.
Oh.
And I took your recommendation for home security because we live in a very high crime, poverty, high unemployment area.
Okay.
But I got the Simply Safe, and I just love it. But I can't connect the camera or the water sensors, of course, without internet.
Yeah.
And this is our farm. We raise hay. My parents built this house 63 years ago, so I still get to live in my childhood home.
God bless. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now,
really is.
Now, you know that there you don't have a lot of options, right?
Yes.
Okay.
that's the health part.
Yeah. So you know, T-Mobile is rolling out their Gateway Internet, but it's not available. I looked already. It's not available where you are in Broken Arrow. But you can get on the list to say when it's going to be there. I mean, if you can use your cell phone, you can use it as a hotspot, but then you get into data overage and things. So when you start looking at really rural communities, and if you want to have internet access, your really only two options are ViaSat and HughesNet, which is satellite. And, you know, they do get pricey, unfortunately. I mean, you're looking at least $60 a month. Now, hopefully, at some point, we have Elon Musk's Starlink that's going to come down and just blanket internet access throughout the entire globe. But again, that's going to be $100 a month, and then the equipment is $500. So, you know, the positive is that you get to live in the house that you grew up in. Okay. The downside is that you may not have the fastest internet connection known to man. That's where you're really looking at different satellite packages, like, you know, maybe even a DirecTV, ViaSat or HughesNet. And maybe someday, you know, T-Mobile, they have the most connections, hotspot connections as Gateway throughout the country right now. And hopefully they'll be getting to more and more homes. And so you might want to go to their website and just fill out that form, because then they'll alert you, Diane, when they actually get inside your community. Coming up, we have Brand New or Not True that you don't want to miss. And thank you for your kind words. Free email services come with a price. They make money by exploiting your data. They're selling it to the highest bidder. Don't trust big tech. Go to startmail.com/Kim to get a 7-day free trial and 50% off the first year. That's start with the letter T. startmail.com/Kim. Still to come later on this hour, we've got a great tip you don't want to miss about robocalls. Oh my gosh, can anybody please make them stop forever? I am so tired of them. I know that you are too. So stay right where you are. That's right. It's time now for Brand New or Not True. This week is brought to you by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? You need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Angie, your home for everything home. Get the Angie app today. All right. As you heard the theme music, it is time for Brand New or Not True. It's America's national radio game show sensation where you can play along and guess, is it brand new or is it not true? Because after all, every week, I tell you, I get so many press releases about all these new products. And I look at them, I'm like, gosh, who thought of that? And then with my luck, it ends up being the new unicorn. And so when playing Brand New or Not True, I present you, the home listener, along with a very special contestant with three gadgets in the tech world. It's up to you to decide which two products of the three are fake. I just made them up. And which one of the products is actually true. So remember, two are fake, one is true. And you'll also notice that no product names are given. You see, it makes it too easy for someone, not you, of course, to just look it up on Google. So pretend you're playing Minecraft, Fair and Cube. And joining us for Brand New or Not True is Jeff in South Bend, Indiana. Hello, Jeff.
Hi there. How are you?
And so now if you win, you get a cameo, which is when I will do like a personalized 60-second or so video for you, which is worth, I don't know, thousands of dollars. Or you can get an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack that is valued at $29.99.
Okay.
Okay.
Big range.
It is. So are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Okay. Remember, two are fake, one's true. Product number one. Have you checked the size of your belly lately? Are people secretly whispering, muffin top, your way? Well, you can find out for sure precisely how big your belly is with the brand new type of scanner. In 3 seconds, you'll know for sure how big your waistline has grown. The scanner fits in the palm of your hand. It uses infrared technology to get precise readings. And then using the app on your phone, of course, you can track and analyze your belly fat and optimize your daily diet and activity. It works with your smartwatch, too. So you can get belly fat readings while you're exercising. Fun times, right? Here's a pro tip. If you haven't seen your toes for a while, your belly might be too big. $299. Okay. Product number two. Do you ever wish you could just lay in bed and watch TV? And as a bonus, do you ever wish that you'd know for sure that someone wasn't else in your bed when you weren't home? Well, this high-tech contemporary bed is equipped with state-of-the-art technology. You get wellness, entertainment, and health monitoring. So you can binge-watch movies, TV, Zoom calls. You have the 70-inch retractable screen that comes right at the foot of the bed. And of course, there's a camera, which enables you to have those Zoom calls, but it has another feature that they don't really like to publicize. It doubles as the cheat detector. Using advanced facial recognition, the bed will alert you when an unknown person enters the bed with real-time alerts, because after all, a bed doesn't lie. $4,999. Now, finally, product number three. Do you like fish, Jeff?
Yes, fish is good.
Well, if you really like fish and you're concerned about your pet fish's happiness, well, thanks to new pheromone detecting technology, along with affordable waterproof cameras you can put in the bottom of the fish tank, it has a 170-degree field of view, so you can know when your fish are stressed, relaxed, joyful, or mindful. The new smart fish tank gathers data about the fish, how active they are, where they're located in the tank, and then emits certain mood-boosting lights and sounds. And as a bonus, you can program this smart fish tank to drop food at scheduled times. Now, of course, there's an app that also lets you see how your fish are doing when you're not home. And I think that beta fish work best because it's still in beta testing. $79.99. So, Jeff, which one do you think? Which one is true?
I think that TV sounds kind of interesting, but I think number three is brand new.
Brand
the
new.
Other two are not true.
All right. So Jeff says that the beta fish is in beta testing is true. What do you think? What's
okay,
what judges
say? Okay, let's go to
the
judges. Is it the beta test? Oh, man, Jeff, I think that's not quite the true product. We do have the true product here. Let's take a listen.
Bello accurately measures belly fat with near-infrared spectroscopic technology. Bello measures the belly fat and records it in your mobile app.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that something that you'd like to get for Christmas, Jeff?
Oh, not really, but, and that was the one I thought was least likely to be true. Oh, well.
Yes, I mean, could you imagine somebody giving you, like, the belly fat detector? You're like, I guess I should say thank you. I mean,
thank you.
I mean, that's worse than the Peloton commercials. All right, so thanks for joining us, and what's on your mind? How can I help you? Oh, you're right. Wait, Michael just said prize.
Prize?
Prize? Jeff won the fanny pack.
Yay.
Okay, so what's on your mind?
Well, I'm a parent of two teenage boys, and I'm ready to pull my hair out as which, you know, has been happening for years. But now with the pandemic and virtual learning, we are really just up against the wall trying to figure out how to make sure they're doing their schoolwork when they're supposed to be doing their schoolwork, using their laptops and not using their laptops for things like gaming, watching YouTube videos, et cetera. And we have not been able to solve this problem. We've tried different things, whether it's just rules of our own. We've tried installing a software to help us monitor things. The software doesn't seem to be doing the trick, doesn't seem to really be working, or the kids are getting around it.
They can get around it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, you just have to Google search how to get around Net Nanny, Casidio, whatever it is, right?
Right,
and
right,
it's like,
they're smart like that.
Yeah, and then they'll just figure it out, and then you guys go to bed, and, you know, it's just, it becomes a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, and of course, you know, their hormones are going now, and and as I explained to kids in our family, like, you know, there are certain things that you shouldn't see. because you can't you can't unsee them. It's a problem.
Right.
Do they have phones?
One does, one does not. The older one has an iPhone 7.
Okay. Because the solution I'm going to tell you about works, but it won't work on the phone because he's got cellular access.
Right, right.
So that's a whole nother issue. So when you go to bed, you take the phone with you. I mean, that's it.
Which we do now, so that's good.
Yeah, it's and I'll tell you, it's a job. It is a total job. I mean, when my son, I got him out of the stage, I was like, oh, thank goodness I don't have to have you put your phone in the kitchen and I got to look at it and I got to see what I got to see and, you know, whatever.
Right.
Just so nice when they get past this. You're just a few years away. But then, of course, then they start driving, which is something totally different.
Right.
Which that still was like, even now I'm like, you know, I gave him a little angel to put in his car as a reminder that, you know, his guardian angel may not be as fast, you know, as he needs to be. So, here and over there, there's a product called Circle. It's made by Disney. It's called, and if you go to meetcircle.com, what it does is it works on the router. And
okay.
So, you know, are there ways around this? Yes. I mean, I can tell you that there are.
Right.
But it's a little bit more difficult when it's on the router level. And many routers have parental controls built in now.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess what we were looking for initially was something where we could see site-specific histories, but also be able to block both topics or categories of sites, but also sites specific sites as
okay.
well.
So. You can do this with Circle. Okay, what it allows you to do is you can have custom settings per family member. You're going to see usage and history. You can filter content. You can turn off the entire internet at the house at 10 p.m. if you wanted to.
Okay.
So you can if these two are acting up and they're fighting, you can open up your app and say that's it, no internet for the next 2 hours. And you open up the app and you turn off the app for 2 hours. Okay.
Very nice.
If they do something great, they're, you know, they take care of the trash, they're doing the lawn or whatever it may be, and you want to give them an extra hour, you can do that. And so there's a reward-based system built in.
Great.
And so,
great.
So you have all this, but again, the cell phone is going to be a whole other issue because he's going out on the cellular connection. It's $130 a year, but as far as being able to control it, so you're controlling it at the router level, not on the device level.
Okay.
And so, no. So if they're on their tablet, they're on their gaming console, they're on their laptop, they're on the computer, a friend comes over with his laptop or tablet, you know what I'm saying? That
right.
Everything, that if they get on this network, these are the rules that are going to be imposed. And it's pretty hard to get around.
Good, good. And so it sounds like the difference between that and something like Qustodio, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, that we've tried is that that is device-based and this
yes.
is router-based.
Yes, yes. So you're like coming in like with God's eyes looking down instead of trying to come up with every single device that's going to be in their life. And do you have them, did you have them sign a contract for this stuff?
No.
I have a contract. If you go to commando.com/Kim's contract, I think that's the address, and I'll post a link to it as well, is
okay.
that it's a two-page contract that I actually drew up for my son. And
okay.
I made him sign it. And I posted it for a while on the refrigerator door, just a reminder that these are the rules of the road. And it goes through all the stuff that you need to talk to him about that gets really uncomfortable, but then you can blame it on me. You know?
Okay.
So you say, I found this on the internet. Then they'll hate me, but that's okay.
It's okay
with that.
Yep.
So, but it goes through like sexting, because you got to have that
right.
talk,
because right.
it happens. You know, what happens if they see something? Why they shouldn't share passwords? Why they shouldn't share your password? With anything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I mean, because they do that.
Right.
So confidential information, it just kind of goes through the rules of the road, so to speak. And then, you know, you may not like everything in there, But if you don't, you can just make your own and, you know, take from the parks that you do like. And I'll post a link to that over at the Q&A forum at commando.com. And Jeff, we'll send you a link to that contract as well via email. And thanks for your call. And thanks for playing Brand New or Not True. You were a great contestant. You really were. Coming right back, we're going to do our digital life hack that you don't want to miss. It's 7 security secrets hackers don't want you to know. So stay right where you are. Hey, do you call your kids every time you have a problem with your home computer? You know, they love you, but they're just too busy with their own issues to walk you through fixing your own PC's problems. And with all the phone and web tech support scams out there, it can be really hard to know where to turn and who you can trust. That's why I partner with the pros at SolveIQ, so you have access to experienced, reliable, knowledgeable help whenever you need it. Their expert support team is there to take your call the next time your printer acts up or maybe your webcam just stops working. For only a few bucks a month, you can call SolveIQ tech experts as many times as you need. This is great. And get this. Their patented software works in the background, and it's going to protect and optimize your computer in real time, stopping problems before they even start. Last month, they blocked over 120,000 unsafe malware, phishing, and data harvesting websites. And the average user freed up 5 gigs of storage. They didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to lift a finger. So let the pros at SolveIQ help. Join today at solveiq.com/Kim. That's Solve, S-O-L-V-E, the letters IQ, solveiq.com/Kim. So our digital privacy tip this week, 7 security secrets hackers don't want you to know. Oh my gosh. Well, there's actually more than 7, but we're going to go through a few here on the air. Number one, we all know about, is oversharing on social media. You don't want to put out the dates of your anniversary, your divorce, anything relating to your passwords. And remember that they always pry on your emotions. The IRS scam call, great example. If you don't pay them, they're going to issue a warrant. They're going to come get you. Number three in our list is that they pretend to be buyers. They go to OfferUp and Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist, and they con you that way. Number four, sneaky withdrawals. They start taking out $5, $1, even 10 cents. So you don't notice it. Then they find out that that's a valid credit card number. They also will send you pop-ups, new friend requests, and you're like, they only have one photo. You don't share any mutual friends. And remember that hackers have patience, ton of patience. And there's also 13 more of these over on our website at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. We're there. Hit the link that says Kim's Show. Tommy in Fayetteville, Georgia. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Kim. How you doing?
Fantastic. How can I help you?
Well, I was wanting to find out. I was thinking about doing something online. I know there's got to be a legit way, but when you go on the social media sites and look, it seems like there's so many things that are most likely a scam.
Yeah, I mean, you know, especially
if anybody knew, you would know.
Especially when you start looking at, like, making money. Just go ahead and Google that, and it's like, oh, you can make $12,000 in your sleep by doing Google links. And it's like, not so much. What do you like to do?
I originally had an idea for an online home decor store.
Well,
I never really got anything going with it.
That'd be a little tough because that's Wayfair and Amazon. So I don't want to get you in the online commerce world. For example, if you like to watch crime mysteries, right? There's a website called eJury, and what it does is attorneys will go there and put up mock juries. And it helps lawyers, they say, prepare for real trial. So they put together, like, pretend juries, people, and then this way you can hear the case, and then they pay you for your time while you're sitting there. Okay? Another one is Fiverr. And so if you had a particular skill, like, let's say that you could draw characters of somebody, or you could read a list of colors and put them in alphabetical order. They have people that will do tasks, little tasks. And then you make like $5, $10, maybe $20. It's called Fiverr, but you can make more than $5.
Okay, yeah, I've heard stuff, stuff about doing stuff online, like
there's also
surveys, essays.
Yeah. Well, surveys aren't, you're not going to make, surveys are not going to really, you're not going to make any money with that. You're just going to get a couple of gift cards because so many people want to take surveys. So you're going to have to do a little bit more than that, unless you only want to make gift cards $20 a month. I did a podcast with a gentleman who really works Amazon's Mechanical Turk, and he's making a couple of $1,000s a month there. and with Amazon Mechanical Turk, it's part of Amazon, but these are tasks that computers can't do. And so you sign on to become a Turk, and then if somebody, well, say, for example, here are five receipts, print out or type up for me what every receipt says. And then all of these are always based on the rating system. So the better job that you do, you get a higher rating, and then you get more jobs, right?
Right.
One is called Samore, which we actually wrote about on our site, is that you have to you unlock your phone like several dozen times a day, right? Well, every time you unlock your phone is that you see an ad. And the how much are you going to make? You know, you might make a couple of bucks a day. But again, it really depends what you're into. So the worst thing you can do is just say, I'm going to take this job to make some money, because that, those don't, kind of jobs don't last long. But if there's jobs that will keep your interest, and if there's a variety, there's also like TaskRabbit that you could do there in Fayetteville. Like, so you go on and some, maybe somebody wants somebody to make a desk or move a desk or fix a bicycle tire or whatever it may be. So we have a whole list of different ways that you can make money online. And as a matter of fact, we've got a few articles about it. So Tommy, let me post those up for you over at commando.com in the Q&A forum. And so if you're interested in anything that I mentioned, we'll put that there. As well as if you're listening, you're like, hey, I'd like to be on a jury, or what is that? I can just make money by seeing an ad when I open my phone. Just head over to commando.com/community and hit the Q&A forum. Stay right where you are. Still to come, we have some tips about those annoying robocallers, how to make them stop here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, robocalls are just skyrocketing again. So here are some things that you can do. Is take advantage of the carrier's tools. Like, for example, T-Mobile has something called Scam Shield that filters all incoming calls to make sure that they're real, and they let you know if it's likely a scam. Also, third-party apps like Nomo Robo and Truecaller. You can also get a robot lawyer. Yes, an app called Robo Revenge is changing the game by letting you block and even sue the robocallers. So for more tips on how to stop the robocalls, head over to commando.com. And then there's a link at the top that says Kim. And speaking of commando.com, a quick reminder is that you can always find me on your social media, too. You're on Facebook, on Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter. It's always family. You want to stay right where you are, because we have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the show coming up. We got more of your phone calls and more security tips, as well as some future trends here on the Westar Multimedia Network.